Welcome to CPA Spotlight, a look at the issues that impact CPAs, their clients, and their businesses from the Maryland Association of CPAs. Hi again, everyone. I'm Bill Sheridan. Well, this financial crisis is showing no signs of loosening its grip on Wall Street, and that's leaving everyone wondering what's going to happen next, CPAs included. They're as curious as anyone about how long this downturn will last, about the impact of the federal government's rescue plan, about how things will change under President-elect Obama's leadership. Lots of questions, lots of uncertainty, lots of just general anxiety about the state of things today. There's no uncertainty, though, about the advice CPAs are giving their clients these days. At least that's the take of Rick Telberg. Rick is president and chief executive of Bay Street Group, which offers advice in marketing, management, and strategy. But he's also editor of CPA Trendlines, one of the most read and influential blogs in the CPA profession. Telberg is constantly surveying CPAs nationwide to get their opinions on the issues that impact the profession, and he's run a number of economy-related surveys recently. The results might surprise you. In a recent phone interview, Rick explained why CPAs are as shocked as anyone about the crisis, and why the crisis might actually offer CPAs huge opportunities in the long run. Let's listen in. Rick, everyone's got something to say about the financial crisis these days, but what about CPAs? What kind of reactions are you hearing from the nation's CPAs about this crisis?
CPAs are shocked, appalled, dismayed, disheartened, and angry, just like everybody else. They're disbelieving, just like anybody else, that this thing could happen, that it could happen this way, that these dominoes could keep falling like this. And they're worried as well about the outcome. And they're watching developments very closely. But the reaction kind of reminds me of that great movie Casablanca, where the police inspector is told that Rick's casino, that there's gambling going on. Gambling going on? Shocked! Just shocked! We're just shocked that there's gambling going on Wall Street. We're just shocked that there's a subprime meltdown, that these mortgages should be in any way impaired or defective. We're just shocked. Absolutely. So a lot of CPAs, I think, feel that this thing was predicted and preventable. And now what they're doing is they're working very hard to pick up the pieces, work with their clients, their stakeholders, their constituents, their companies, and figure out where they are now and what to do next. This is where CPAs really go to work. This is where CPAs get serious. And so what we've been hearing about is a lot of serious CPA reaction and activity. It's a tough time for everybody in this economy. It's a tough time to be in business. And this is the time where tough CPAs get going.
So after that initial reaction, they're kind of rolling up their sleeves. Do you have a sense of what they're actually doing or what route that we should be taking in order to fix this or climb out of this hole?
Well, there's a number of different levels. Let's break it down. What are CPAs doing if they work in a public accounting firm? What are they doing for their firm? And what are they doing for their clients? Then we have the CPAs in business and industry. What are they doing in their companies? And then we have the CPA profession as a whole. And what's it doing as a good citizen, as a good American, to help America through this thing? So let me see if I can take those in pieces. Let's start with CPAs in business and industry. Like everybody else, CPAs in business and industry are looking very closely at the numbers and the markets. And the issues that I'm hearing from CPAs in business and industry are all about client issues, vendor issues, and credit issues. The first place that it seems to have had an impact is on the credit freeze-up. So CPAs in business and industry are watching the cash till very closely. They're looking at whether accounts receivable are stretching out. They're reestablishing relationships with bankers. They're making sure that they've got the banker on speed dial so that the CPAs in business and industry, the controllers, the treasurers, the cash managers, the bookkeepers, the payroll managers, they're watching things very closely. And as they're watching the external world and how it hits their books, they're also spending a lot of time answering questions from everybody inside the company, answering, obviously, questions from the CEO and the board of directors, of course. Those people have some really tough questions these days. But some of the toughest questions are coming from the employees. They want to know about their 401k program. They want to know about the profit sharing. They want to know, you know, about the bonuses for this year. They're all, everybody's trying to pick up clues from the accounting department about how the company's doing. So this is putting accountants in a very special kind of place. They have to be careful about what they say. They need to be helpful. They need to be able to calm fears, and they need to be in control. It really tests the mettle of CPAs in business these days. They really have to be on top of things in a way like never before. So that's CPAs in business and industry a little bit. Now, in the public accounting sector, the first thing that CPAs and public accounting firms are worried about, of course, the clients. And here there was an interesting phenomenon. You'd think intuitively that as the market was crashing, clients would be calling their CPAs with, hey, what the heck is going on? What do I do? Where's, you know, my 401k? And I can't buy that beach house anymore. What's going on here? In fact, at first, the phones went dead. There were a few exceptions where there were clients in the middle of deals that needed some emergency involvement. But unless there was something underway that was actually impacted by the credit freeze up, the phones went dead. Not all the time, but in a lot of cases, it was surprisingly dead. It's as if clients were just glued to their TV sets, watching CNBC minute by minute, hour by hour, watching the Dow Jones go up, go down, go up, go down, go down some more, go down some more, go down some more, go down some more, like deer caught in the headlights.
It was almost that type of minute by minute phenomenon for a while there. It was really intriguing television.
It was gripping. And as a result, many CPA firms did not seize the initiative. They said, the clients aren't calling. There's nothing I'm going to do. I'm not going to call them. What we're starting to see now is that firms are beginning to get more proactive, doing more outreach, getting more organized, getting more systematic about reaching out to their clients. Because the first thing CPAs know they need to do is reach out to their clients. This is their bread and butter. This is their instinct. This is why they got into the business. They know these clients. They've known them for years. They know their families. The first instinct is to make a phone call, and that's the right instinct to have. So everybody felt like deer caught in the headlights. But now we're starting to see that break. And matter of fact, just in the last few weeks, we've been seeing a huge amount of communications flowing out of professional services firms. We saw it first with the financial institutions. They kind of set a tone. Then we saw it with law firms. It's starting now to gain momentum at accounting firms. And accounting firms are getting those bulletins out. They're making those phone calls. They're sitting down and talking to clients. And the advice they're giving clients is interesting. It's almost universal. It's basically, unless it's a special situation requiring special action, it's hold steady. Don't panic. Don't do anything stupid right now. I'm your accountant. I'm watching things. What do we need to do to get you through the next 5 years to get those kids into college or to get you set up to sell that business or whatever the next life stage is? But this is the wrong time to sell anything. And that's really been fairly universal from CPAs in public practice. It's had a really great calming effect on clients because everywhere you look, the message coming out of CPA firms has been consistent. It's been hold steady, stay the course, don't sell at the bottom of the market, think before you leap. And when you think about it, that's exactly why people engage CPAs for that kind of advice, which is, okay, I got a CPA, he's looking out for me, and if I've been doing what my CPA has been telling me to do all this time, I should be okay. But it's remarkable to me that as we study the communications flowing from professional services firms, and I've got data for about 120 of them here, we see that the messaging is really quite consistent. It's a message of responsibility and maturity. So to get back to your question, what are CPAs doing? They're watching things closely. They're keeping an eye on their own business and their own cash and credit. They're working with their internal constituencies, and they're working with their external constituencies. It's a time of a lot of thinking and communicating, but hopefully not a time where action is necessary, where people have to react or do something out of panic. We've actually found that CPA firms and finance organizations are coming through this very well.
What does all of this say to you about the value of CPAs?
Well, You know, CPAs are as, you know, appalled and dismayed as anything on this, and they're scratching their heads over it. But they also know that they're going to be part of the solution. At some point, it's all going to come back to getting good numbers to work with. And the CPA is going to be at the center of that, both as an individual, as a role in a firm or a company, and as a profession. I think the CPA profession has already staked out some very important leadership positions going through the rescue package and staking out what's good accounting and what's bad accounting. I mean, one thing the profession has been very clear about as a profession is that the profession believes in good, transparent accounting. Now, this comes up in the fair value mark-to-market conversation, and obviously there's going to be some marginal changes around the margin to how some of those rules apply, but fundamentally, accountants want to see good accounting. Fundamentally, auditors want to see good auditing, and the profession has positioned itself very strongly in favor of getting the facts right, getting the numbers right. So going forward, CPAs know that they're going to be part of the solution here. It's going to be a busy time politically and economically for the CPA profession.
On a separate but I guess related note, I'm curious about the rescue plan and the notion of the federal government pumping money into Wall Street as a way to keep these struggling companies on their feet. How are CPAs reacting to this?
CPAs are reacting like any other American, no different. CPAs come from all walks of life. CPAs come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They come from red states and blue states. They come from purple states and green states. CPAs are actually vote exactly like the rest of America. There is no CPA voting bloc, as some politicians wish there were, but there isn't. So CPAs are looking at the rescue plan the same way as you and I and the guy up the street. It's with a sense of, wait a minute, how's this going to work? Explain this to me. And another sense is, well, I didn't break it. Somebody else broke it. I want them to fix it. They broke it. They should fix it. And, you know, it's the same sense of outrage across the board. But it's not political, interestingly enough. It's not partisan in that way. The CPAs are not a voting bloc.
That is interesting. Is there optimism out there in the profession that we will get through this, that the markets will bounce back and we'll start to see those numbers go back up?
Well, there's two feelings. One feeling is that there's deep concern, and there's no reason to be optimistic right now for the recovery in the housing slump, for instance. People are guessing it's going to take anywhere from a year to 2 years for people to see an uptick in housing prices, for instance. And it might be many years before the stock market it climbs back up to where it was before the crash. So CPAs know that there's going to be a lot of difficult times ahead. Yeah, it's hard to call it optimism. It's hard to call it pessimism. I think the fact is it's realism. I think CPAs are very realistic about what to expect in the coming months and weeks. At this moment, they're looking at the next tax season, the next busy season, the next quarterly close. So they're being very practical. But then there's another way to look at it. CPAs also know that there's going to be a lot of work to do, an incredible amount of work to do, that American business and industry and individuals and investors are going to need CPAs like they haven't needed CPAs in a long time. We're going to have huge changes to the tax code. We were going to have huge changes to the tax code anyway because we were getting a new president and a new Congress. And now we're going to get changes to the tax code not only because it's an election year change, but because we've got a fundamental shift in the economic situation. So anybody who does taxes is going to be starting from scratch. And every client who pays a CPA to do taxes knows that. So there's going to be a little elasticity in pricing for taxes this tax season. They're going to be busy. They're going to be catching up. They're going to be dealing with clients with incomplete information and changing situations. And they're going to have to figure out a way to charge more. And most often, clients pay their accountants first. So on a short-term basis, it's going to be a very busy period. On a long-term basis, we're seeing the creation of a whole new resolution trust corporation. And when the savings and loan debacle happened in the late 80s, and we created a resolution trust corporation headed by Bill Seidman from Seidman & Seidman at the time, it created a huge number of jobs and opportunities for CPAs of all walks, forensic CPAs, finance, tax, workout, and insolvency. All sorts of accounting specialties were needed, and that really powered a surge of the 1990s for the profession. I think long term, looking at things in the macroeconomic view, the next 10 years are going to be a very strong period for CPA jobs and CPA firms.
Well, Rick Telberg, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, Bill.
That was Rick Telberg, editor of CPA Trendlines, on how the financial crisis is impacting CPAs. If you're not reading CPA Trendlines, by the way, you'll want to start. Go to cpatrendlines.com and enter your email address, and you'll get free daily updates from the blog. Also, the MACPA has created a new online center devoted to news, resources, CPE, and opinions about the crisis. You'll find all that at www.macpa.org/economy. Thanks for listening. For details about these and other issues that impact CPAs, contact the Maryland Association of CPAs at 1-800-782-2036 or visit us on the web at www.macpa.org.